Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Vav. We are still on the halachas of Mukta, and now we're going to have a story of two kelim that are attached to each other. One of them is Mukta, it's usher to move on Shabbos, and one of them is mutter to move on Shabbos. It's not Mukta. Can you move the two of them together on Shabbos? Ha'even Shebekeruya. If you've got a stone that you put in a dried out empty pumpkin. The plan was it was going to be used as kind of a bucket to pull water up from the well. Since a pumpkin is very light and would float on the water, they would put a rock inside the pumpkin to weigh it down so that water would all get into the pumpkin, and then you would pull the pumpkin up and you would pour a little bit of pumpkin-flavored vitamin water when you wanted to have something to drink. So if you have this stone that's used inside a pumpkin, im memalin ba ve'ina nofeles, if they use it to draw water out with it on Shabbos, the empty pumpkin, and the even does not fall out of it, it's fastened well into the pumpkin, you really stuck it into the bottom there and gouged it in there, then mamalin ba, you can use it to draw water on Shabbos because the stone is now a tufel to the ikker, which is the pumpkin. So you have a pumpkin with a rock jammed into it on the bottom. The rock isn't going to come out easily. You can use the pumpkin to draw water with it. It's your usable pumpkin bucket for that Shabbos. But v'im lav, if not, if the rock is going to fall out because it's just rattling around in there, ein mamalin bo, then you're not allowed to use the pumpkin to draw water with it on Shabbos because then the rock has the same status as any other rock, and you're not allowed to move the pumpkin because there's a muktzah rock inside it. Even if the rock fell out on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to use the pumpkin anymore because it became, as they call it, a basis ledavar hamuktzah, a base for something that was within it that was muktzah, which is the rock that kept rattling around and fell out. Zemora shehi kishur batafiach. If a branch is tied to a tefiach was a small cheres, earthenware bucket, that, again, they used as sort of a well bucket, and they had a branch tied to it, then, mamalin ba b'Shabbos, you were allowed to fill it up, the bucket, on Shabbos, using the rod, the branch that you had attached to it, because it's considered to be part of the bucket at that point, and it's not going to be usser. The laws of muktzah don't apply, because the entire bucket is being used for a malacha that is mutter on Shabbos. Same kind of situation as the stone jammed into the pumpkin that we mentioned before. Mishnah Zion, we know that if you erect an ohel on Shabbos, you put up a permanent tent, then that's going to be bone. You're not allowed to do that. And we say that you're not even allowed to make a temporary tent. If you've got four partitions, essentially you've got a canvas sukkah without anything on top, and you want to pull or spread matting over the top of it, you're not allowed to do that either. There's a whole discussion about what you can do with the sukkah shlok on Shabbos as a result. Can you spread the covering over the top of a sukkah? Is that making an ohel, a temporary ohel? So there's all kinds of issues. And Tanoim and this Mishnah are going to disagree about adding to a temporary tent on Shabbos. So you've got essentially a sukkah. You've got a mat that's spread like a roof on walls before Shabbos starts, but there were some open spaces, and somebody comes to kind of shake out the mat and spread it across the entire top of this structure that you've got. Rabbi Eliezer holds, even on Yontif, you're not allowed to add to a temporary ohel. And of course, on Shabbos, it would be usher. The Chachamim say you are allowed to add to a temporary ohel on Shabbos. And of course, it would be mutter on Yontif. So they're going to be much more mekil. Pikak hachalom, the stopper of a window. You have a shutter to close windows. They didn't have window panes. They didn't have glass in the times of the Mishnah. So what they did was they would take a wooden board or a shutter or something to close the window when they wanted to close it. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bizmashu Kasher Vitalui, at a time when this shutter is tied to the window and Tolui, it's hanging, suspended in midair, it's not dragging on the ground, then Pokikinbo, you are allowed to use it to close up the window on Shabbos. But Vim Lav, if it's not tied, or if it's not hanging, even if it is tied, and it sort of drags on the ground, then ain't pokikinbo, you're not allowed to use it to close the window, because it looks like you're adding to the building of the window. And Rabbi Ezer holds that this is like adding to a temporary ohel on Shabbos. It would be the same problem if the thing is not already hanging, waiting to be used as a shutter. But Chachamim omrim ben kach u ben kach pokikinbo. Chachamim say whether it's tied, whether it's not tied, whether it's dangling or not, they're allowed to use it to close up the window because it was designed already before Shabbos for this purpose. This is the window closing shutter. It's the storm shutters. And the Chachamim hold, you are allowed to add to a temporary ohel on Shabbos. And even if this is like adding to a temporary ohel, there's no problem with it on Shabbos, you can go right ahead and use it.